following them, the world's funniest penguin. He goes under the name of Tennessee Tuxedo. In the same neighborhood is an extraordinary mouse. He's fast-moving and high-flying. He's Mighty Mouse. Now approaching the jungle.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. For years, Saturday morning network television was the domain of children. However, like Penny Candy, Payphones, and Life Magazine, Saturday morning cartoons are a thing of the past. Pop culture contributor Joe Woese joins us for a history of these weekend staples and why the broadcast networks are no longer carrying them. Hey, Joe.
How are you? Good to be back.
Boy, listening to that list, I mean, that's like the all-stars of cartoons. Heckle and Jekyll. Hello, chum.
There were so many great cartoons, and they had such an impact on our childhoods and, you know, are part of our sort of shared experience.
How did the tradition of Saturday morning cartoons begin? I'm guessing because there's a bucket in it, right? There was money to be made.
There was money to be made in a time slot where there was no money to be made. So they had Saturday mornings, you know, they would run wrestling. They were struggling to find anything for Saturday mornings, and they didn't want to invest. They didn't want to invest much in it. And then they realized there were all these cartoons that had run originally in the movie theaters. You know, before the movies, you would get to see a short cartoon. These are basically just sitting around in a warehouse doing nothing. So they realized they could buy these cartoons up really inexpensively. You know, old Bugs Bunny cartoons, old Popeye cartoons. And then they could just sort of package them on Saturday mornings, literally hire some clown to come on and just say, hey, kids, here's another cartoon. And they would run these cartoons. So it was cheap. And then they bought up all the old serials, you know, that used to run the movies, like Lone Ranger, stuff like that. And it sort of it took off from there. It was about getting advertisers. You know, they needed something to sell that advertising. So cartoons fit the bill. It was cheap and made the money.
And one of the guys I think that did it here was Captain Jim. But of course, that was on the local level, the network.
Yes.
This is the network.
This is the network.
And these are great cartoons. You know, Heckle and Jekyll. I think those would have come out of the theater days. But Tennessee Tuxedo was a made-for-TV cartoon.
So what happened is this became more popular. They realized they could actually produce cartoons pretty cheaply. And with the rise of Hanna-Barbera and Filmation, they were cranking out just so much animation and doing it very inexpensively. They were reusing the same backgrounds over and over. I mean, how many times did we see Scooby-Doo just running from left to right and then from right to left?
I thought those haunted houses were starting to look the same.
and they would literally just flip the film so that they could run in a different direction. They were producing these, just cranking them out as cheap as they could throughout much of the 60s.
Which is a shame because you notice how cheaply – like you notice the Woody Woodpecker theatrical cartoons and then the ones that were made strictly for television. The animation is very different and they're not really as funny. But as far as for the purposes of this conversation about the targeting of cartoons on Saturday morning – when did it finally take hold? When was it that, you know, boom, that Saturday mornings are going to be dominated by cartoons?
It started in the 1950s. By the 1960s, it had started really to just – it took hold. By the early 1960s, this was just taking hold that Saturday mornings were a child's special magical time. By the 70s, you know, the early 70s, it was in full swing. You would there were special fall previews in the evenings of the cartoons that were going to come up that fall. And you would watch those and you would get your TV guide. It would have a whole section dedicated to the cartoons that were going to be on the next season. So it really, really ramped up. It was a high revenue stream for both the advertisers and for the TV stations. It was a much sought after market and it really picked up. Kids latched onto it. You went down with your bowl of Captain Crunch cereal. You plopped down in front of that TV at about 6, 7 a.m. and you stayed there till noon.
And if you weren't eating Captain Crunch, there were plenty of messages to tell you why you should be eating Captain Crunch or any number of heavily sugared cereals. We're talking with Joe Woese, our culture contributor, about the life and eventual death of the Saturday morning cartoons. And maybe the beginning of the end started to occur in the early 70s when there were some complaints about, much like the substance of the cereal, that that there was too much eye candy in the cartoons and that it wasn't really nourishing the young minds of the viewers. And so what we're going to play now for you is a clip of actor Michael Constantine. You may remember him as the – I believe he was the principal from Room 222, among other roles. And he's here – he shows up in this speaking to how the networks are adjusting the content of their cartoons to be of a more substantial nature for young viewers. Let's listen.
Now, there's been a lot of talk about cartoons. Let's face it, kids love to watch cartoons. They're fun, they're entertaining, and they hold a child's interest. And in holding that interest, children can learn. Take, for instance, Yogi the Bear. Now, this season, Yogi's going to be doing a lot more than snatching picnic baskets. He's introducing a whole new series of characters. These new characters are the new bad guys, the new cartoon villains. And since everybody knows the villain has to get foiled in the end, children can learn something to help them come away with a more positive attitude. Cartoons, yes. They're here to stay because they're fun to watch. And ABC wants the kids to have fun watching them.
Michael Constantine, who was acting on an ABC series at that time, so maybe that's why they chose him for that particular ad, or you know, maybe because he played a mobster on The Untouchables. These cartoons are good. You can watch them. Watch them. What about that message and what was going on? What was behind that?
So the FCC was starting to receive a lot of complaints about cartoons or, you know, we go through this all the time. Cartoons are destroying our children's minds. And they felt pretty strongly about it. They were looking at what was being done on PBS and there was a lot of educational material coming out. And they thought, well, this should apply to everyone. And so they mandated that all the networks are going to have to produce 3 hours of educational programming. And they just plopped that all onto Saturday mornings. Some of it was great. Fat Albert, Schoolhouse Rocks was all fantastic. Some of it were these taglines just put at the end of the cartoon where you have, you know, a G.I. Joe cartoon, which is essentially a 30-minute commercial for the toys. And then it would end with, you know, hey, kids, stay in school. Don't do drugs. And, you know, and that was the educational layer to it all, was just those taglines at the end. So some of it was great. Some of it was awful. Overall, it was beginning to chip away at cartoons and their entertainment value.
So is that what caused the decline of Saturday morning cartoons? And when did that decline begin?
Well, not quite. What really started to happen is as they were told that, you know, they couldn't be 30-minute commercials. You couldn't have G.I. Joe toys on, you know, the same time you were doing the G.I. Joe cartoon because it turned it into a commercial. So they realized that there were, you know, these commercials for toys and stuff weren't going to sell anymore. They were going to lose money on this. So they started looking for a different market. So they started looking to teenagers. So they started producing shows like Saved by the Bell. They were able to still produce them cheaply because their live action animation had gotten very expensive. And they decided, let's put some live action stuff on Saturday mornings that appeals to teens. And that really started to chip away heavily at Saturday morning cartoons for kids. It skewed older. Teenagers had money to spend, and so they focused on that. That added to the fact that there were networks rising up on cables, syndication, Saturday morning moved to afternoons, and then before you know it, it was 24 hours a day on the cable channels. So that's really sort of the process of what chipped away until, well, now here we are, nothing left.
So that explains why we saw the banana splits.
They literally split.
One of the few Saturday morning acts that also showed up on Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In. I mean, if you think if you could do that, yeah, you're talking about some diverse talents there. So, Joe, do you think that children today are missing out ultimately?
Yeah, I really think they are missing out on a lot. I mean, having a time that was special for you as a child. It was time that was set aside that was yours, where you were left alone, you went downstairs, you looked forward to it all week long, not because school was out, but because that was your time when something on television was produced just for you. It was a very, very special time. And now
And the parents liked it because they could sleep in.
They could sleep in on Saturday mornings. It was a great time. It was very magical. And I think we've lost a lot of that magic. We no longer feel – as children, they don't feel special on Saturday mornings.
And is part of this because the networks saw Saturday mornings as a way of building a different profit model that networks create news shows to battle it out.
It very much was. That time slot became – as people were watching more and more television, that time slot became more valuable. They decided let's put news on there. Let's put shows with live characters, not animation. And they just started skewing older and older. So it went teenagers and then it went to adults. And that pretty much that was the death knell of cartoons when it became the news.
Well, it was fun while it lasted. Saturday morning cartoons – Joe Woe's talking about the heyday and the demise of the Saturday morning cartoons. Joe, I guess we'll be watching the news tomorrow morning.
I guess so.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh. Please join 90.5 WESA on Wednesday, October 8th at 7 p.m. for a forum on community police relations with Mayor Peduto and new police chief Cameron McLay. The program being broadcast live on 90.5 WESA. You can be part of the live audience. The event is free, but space is limited. Reserve a seat, scroll to the bottom of the WESA.FM page, and click on the events calendar. Until Monday, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.